MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 18, 2025. Salem Police Department has upgraded its radio system, and Gloucester is blocking Bitcoin ATMs. Partly cloudy, low 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 9:38 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, the Salem Police Department has added digital encryption to its radio system to improve security of police officers and limit unauthorized. The change also means that members of the public will no longer be able to listen to real-time radio transmissions through police scanners. The new radio system, which cost $2.3 million, was funded with American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, money. On August 28, the city began the final phase of upgrading the 25-year-old police and fire radio system that officials said was so outdated that replacement parts were difficult to obtain and repairs were no longer fiscally prudent. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times, the Gloucester City Council has voted to prohibit cryptocurrency ATMs in Gloucester, with an emergency order meant to ban their use to head off online scam artists from preying on those vulnerable to schemes that can make money inserted into them and virtual wallets unrecoverable. Gloucester appears to be a leader in the state when it comes to banning them, officials said, adding that there have been instances of residents, mostly the elderly, being ripped off to the tune of thousands of dollars in the city and at least $11 million in Essex County. The emergency order, adopted by a 9-0 vote at the council's most recent meeting, bans virtual currency kiosks in the city, effective immediately. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, Mass General Brigham has expanded its mobile addiction treatment program beyond Boston to bring substance use disorder care directly to Salem and surrounding communities through community care vans. The healthcare company's vehicles are designed to provide services for residents of Salem and neighboring communities. The vans serve as a sort of mobile doctor's office to provide individuals with medical services like blood pressure screenings, diabetes screenings and care, health education, care kits, and now addiction recovery services to communities in need. A schedule outlining when the vans will be in each community is available on the Mass General Brigham website with locations chosen based on identified needs. Matt Petrie reports in the Newburyport Daily News. In Newburyport, efforts to improve its wastewater treatment facility got a shot in the arm Friday, thanks to a $35,000 grant from the Merrimack Valley Planning Commission. Newburyport's system currently operates two clarifiers, which are essential for removing suspended solids and pollutants from wastewater before it's discharged into the river. The facility treats approximately 3.4 million gallons of wastewater per day and adheres to strict environmental standards. The planned project includes installing a new clarifier and retrofitting the existing two. These improvements will help ensure continued regulatory compliance while protecting the health of the Merrimack River ecosystem. And on itemlive.com, the Swampscott Select Board voted to appoint Nicholas Connors to the position of town administrator after the board could not reach an agreement with the initial top candidate, Jason Silva, during negotiations. Connors' first day in the position is slated for October 6. Previously, Connors served as the assistant town administrator for the town of Milton, a position he's held since May of 2024. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in boys soccer yesterday, Marblehead shut out Saugus 3-0. It was Danvers 8, Winthrop 5, Luca Traiello with 4 goals for the Falcons. Masco beat Salem 4-0, Enzo Natea with 2 goals for the Chieftains, and Beverly beat Swampscott 3-1. In girls soccer, it was Peabody 1, Gloucester nothing, Masconomet over Salem 2-0, Marblehead 3, Saugus 2, Danvers beat Winthrop 8-0, Beverly shut out Swampscott 1-0, as the Panthers improved to 4-2-1. In volleyball, it was Beverly losing to Marblehead by a score of 3-0, Magicians now 5-1. High school football tonight, Lynn Classical is at Medford at 6 p.m. Friday night high school football, Beverly plays at Revere, Reading visits Danvers, Swampscott goes to Peabody, Salem is at Greater Lawrence, and St. Mary's is at Gloucester. This is Gloucester coach Dan O'Connor.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're a great football team, and Sean does a fantastic job coaching these kids up. You know, they're tough, they're hard-nosed. They can do a little bit of everything. They can run it, they can pass it, they play great defense. You know, but for us as a team and a program that, you know, thinks we're on the up and up and have been improving steadily over the last couple of years, this is a great measuring stick. And we knew we had to play some tougher competition in our regular season if we want to really compete to the level that we hope to compete against.
That's Gloucester coach Dan O'Connor. And Central Catholic plays at St. John's Prep. Essex Tech will be at Newburyport. The Red Sox beat the Athletics 5-4 last night in 10 innings. The three-game series concludes this afternoon with a 1:35 p.m. game at Fenway. And the Patriots will be hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday at Gillette. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.